time for group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, we couldn't get Olivia to actually answer the phone, so.
It's all good.
Yeah,
we
it's all good.
Message.
It's all good. We'll just do her message.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, need some advice on how to talk to my boyfriend about something unusual.
Okay.
We've been dating about a year, mm-hmm. and I'm planning our first big vacation together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he recently paid $200 for a pet psychic to talk to his dog because he thought the little guy seemed sad.
Okay.
I assumed he was joking, but nope. It was a full-on Zoom session with the pet psychic.
Oh, over Zoom.
Now he's saying we shouldn't go on vacation because the dog told him he doesn't want daddy to leave.
Okay.
I love animals, but I'm struggling with how seriously he's taking this. Like, how do I approach this without sounding dismissive or starting a huge fight?
Hmm.
Help.
Have you ever, I mean, you've not ever dealt with a psychic of any type, right?
No, but I have always thought, like, I wish that I could tell the dogs, like, hey, we're going to be back in a week. Don't be sad. We're not leaving forever. I wish I could tell them that and know that they were going to be like, okay, cool. Have fun.
Yeah, dogs don't have any concept of time. So
yeah.
Or at least any concept of time that relates to us.
No, and you know, we typically get, like, you know, a neighbor comes over several times a day and kind of like house sits, dog sits for us so we don't board them or anything, because I used to feel really guilty about that. And then they come back and for, you know, a week or two afterwards, they were kind of just stressed out about mm-hmm. everything. So we started doing the house sitting, pet sitting thing, and they're just much happier because they're in their space. They know they're spending most of the time chilling, snoozing together with, you know, on the couch, and then they see a new friend come play with them several times a day, and they're like, okay, this is cool. And then it eases our mind because we know they're having a good time.
I mean,
but
is it
the pet psychic, though?
Is it unreasonable?
Like, messing some stuff up.
Well, I mean, listen, I don't want to give myself bad mojo by discrediting psychics, because I don't know. I've never been to one, so I have no idea. But
no, but do you start planning your life around?
Can she just bring the dog? Yes. Like, can you take the dog on vacation? I know it'd be a hassle. Bringing dogs anywhere or pets anywhere is a big ordeal. That's right.
You have to find places that are pet friendly that will allow that. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to have to still do all the pet responsibilities when
you're
on vacation.
Yeah, of course. It's like,
and then it's kind of not that much of a vacation. So, yeah, I get it. I get it. You don't want your pets to ever be sad. And if you got, like, a supposed expert who's telling you that your pet is sad, and it tugs at your heartstrings. But
What's the compromise here? What's the solution? What do we say? Yeah, what do we say? 502-795-1997. Have you ever been to a pet psychic, and was it true? If you've got one of those stories, I'd love to hear that too. So we'll take some of your stories. Group therapy on the way on 99.7 DJX. Group therapy. Olivia's boyfriend took their dog to a pet psychic.
Dropped a Zoom meeting.
Yeah. Dropped about $200 on a pet psychic, and the psychic said the dog doesn't want him to go on vacation, and so now he's like, you know what? We probably shouldn't be planning this vacation for the first time. And now she's like, what do I do with this?
How do we not let the dog dictate our life choices?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are like, yo, it's a dog. It's a dog. It's a dog. Yo, it's a dog. Take the dog to a nice, you know, daycare or something. Right. The dog will be fine.
Get a trusted family member to come house pet sit.
Sure. Lots of suggestions. Take the dog with you. All that. Jackie says, oh, the dog must be a baby if he's calling him daddy instead of dad. Yes, exactly.
Exactly. Yes. There are fur babies.
Now, we did get a message from Stephanie. Said, hey, I had to share this crazy story with you. So I did something I thought I'd never do as well. Took Buddy to a pet psychic. Yes, my dog. The psychic took a look at Buddy and said he's frustrated because someone keeps moving his favorite blanket. And I laughed because, yeah, I just washed it and moved it to a different spot. Okay. Weird.
Okay.
Then the psychic said he's confused about why the treat jar is empty more often lately. That one hit hard because I had started cutting back on treats because he's getting a little too, well, fluffy.
Oh, no.
But this is where it got a little eerie. The pet psychic told me. Buddy kept thinking about another dog, one that's missing from his life, and my heart nearly stopped because our neighbor's dog used to be his best friend, but they moved away last month. How did she know that?
Oh my God. How did she know any of it? To be honest, how did she know any of that?
So,
oh wow.
Former skeptic, now full believer in pet psychics. I should say I'm not a believer.
Okay. So maybe, all right. Wow. So maybe now, knowing this, we get the pet psychic back on the horn, and then we ask the pet psychic to tell the dog it's going to be fine. They'll be back in a week. You're going to have an amazing little fun vacation with new friends taking care of you, and it's going to be great. Daddy is going to be back. Can we do that? Can it work that way too? Is it not? Is it just one way where the pet psychic's like translating what the dog feels? Can you communicate to the dog and tell the dog things?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Does the pet psychic, are they able to communicate back to the animal, or are they just getting the vibes from the animal?
Maybe. That's what we suggest. And maybe we have a side conversation with the pet psychic and be like, listen, if that's not how it works, okay. But can you go with me on this? Can you make my boyfriend believe that it does so that
listen,
he can get
Kelly,
on board with our vacation?
I am shocked that you would want to discredit a psychic by bribing a psychic.
I'm just saying, if it doesn't work with the two-way communication,
I am shocked.
If the pet psychic can't actually communicate back to the dog and make it understand, then that's the route we go. We say, listen, just tell my boyfriend that's the way it works and that you can convince the dog it's fine.
Any pet psychic with any lick of dignity would never.
Oh, but they're going to know, like, listen, who is not going to be like, come on now, we can't never take a vacation. You understand that, right, pet psychic? Okay, so help me out.
The pet psychic's going to say, I can't deny my gift.
Listen, pet psychic, leave the morals at the door. We need to go and mama needs some beach. That's what we say. Maybe that's the route we go.
I mean, you could try it.
We need boyfriend to feel better about it. Dog's going to get over it, okay? We get pet psychic to talk the dog off the ledge, tell him it's going to be fine. You'll get extra treats. You're going to have a friend. It's going to be great. Daddy's going to be happy. So's Olivia because she gets to go on vacation. That's what we do.
All right, I think we're done.
We circle back with the pet psychic. That's the plan.
This is dumb. All right. Hey, thanks, Olivia. I can see why now you didn't want to talk to us.
Wait, that's a brilliant plan. How is that not a brilliant plan? Well done, Kelly. I'm patting myself on the back.
All right. That is group therapy. If you want to chime in, feel free on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show.